I started 4 years ago. I started as a consultant, as a freelance consultant. Until then, I was employed in a very regular employment situation. And I met someone from Catalyst that you all probably are familiar with. It's a big research organization based in the US that also went global about 15 years ago, starting to have people working in other areas outside the US. But us who are ambassadors or consultants for Catalyst in these other regions are working as freelancers. So we are not employed by Catalyst. And, well, I really like what they do. So the whole matter of women in business is very close to my heart, of course. We do a lot of research on women, on how to advance women in business, mostly in the big corporate sector. But, of course, also the matter of female entrepreneurs is a very important and very interesting one. So I started working for Catalyst, and as I said, it's been 4 years now. And along that time, I also started to have my other consulting projects and clients, which are all around the topic of women in business, one way or the other. In Germany, I think we have a particular situation that especially the combination of family and work, or family and having a career for women, is still a big topic and a big challenge for many women. So another big project or client that I'm working for is an organization that supports companies that do a lot for people in the work, for like working in their at their company and having a family. So they are creating family-friendly work environments. And this is another thing that I do, or another organization that I work for as a consultant. And I also started my own consulting projects. Most of them are about women, diversity, of course, the whole career and family thing. And I saw a lot of what's going on in the companies, and especially what's going on to women, I came to the realization it's not really about fixing the women, it is about fixing the workplace. So we have to change the work environment in order to make it a better place for women to work and to advance, and then it will ultimately become a better place for men and women and for everybody to have a life and a career in any kind of environment. So this is where I stand now.
I love it. I want to pause on that a little bit, because you mm-hmm. bring up a really important topic that we really haven't had a chance to dive into yet. Mm-hmm. And I would say, you know, certainly we're doing some of that work here in the U.S. As well. But what I see, obviously, in my viewpoint here at HeraHub, and what we have mm-hmm. a lot of our members who have stepped out of corporate to launch their own business specifically mm-hmm. because they weren't finding that work-life balance. I know a number of our female attorneys, for example, yeah. you know, working your way up through a law firm mm-hmm. Is not an easy process. And, you know, having a family and having some semblance of balance in your life is mm-hmm. very difficult to do. So we see them sort of leaning out, as we like to say here, to start their own business. Are you seeing that as well in Germany?
Yes, actually, we are seeing it, and we are seeing it, as you mentioned, and similar over here, especially with women who have already come very high on the corporate ladder, on the corporate career ladder. So there are women that have been on boards of the DAX 30, the 30 biggest companies in Germany, who have been on boards there, and then they stepped out to start their own business. So this is of course, it's worrisome for the companies, because they're thinking, huh, we're losing all the female talent. On the other side, it's really telling us something about the workplace. And what I see, and I've also read a lot of books and studies on this topic, and it is a very interesting one, these highly talented, highly qualified women leaving the employment and starting their own business, I really think what these women see, or what these women are having challenges within the workplace, is what a lot of younger people are struggling with too. Exactly, they want to have a meaningful career. They want to have top jobs, but they also want to have a life, and they want to have careers. They want to have families and friends, and they want to have it both. So I really think what we've been hearing about women over the last 10 or 20 years, why they are leaving businesses, it's very close to what millennials are thinking about careers too. So I think women are a model for the workplace of the future.
I love that you said that. That's so well put. Absolutely. And to your point, let's kind of pause on that a little bit too, because we're seeing the same thing here in the U.S. And I'd love to go back through the panel and ask some of these questions of everybody, because I'm sure there are some threads here. You're absolutely right. I mean, we, even here at Hera Hub, you know, our demographics scale between age 22 and 71 at the moment is the array of ages we have in our community. But more and more, I am seeing younger and younger right out of college. It's like, I don't want to go work for the man, right? Figuratively.
Exactly.
I want to, and they're willing to do many things, right? They maybe are, you know, doing graphic design and driving Uber and, you know, picking up tasks, you know, on sites like TaskRabbit or, you know, whatever they need to do to build a life, so to speak, that they're passionate about. Mm-hmm. I mean, that passion is a big, big word, so to speak, in regards to what's driving this. So you're seeing that very much there in Germany as well then?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm really seeing this, and I really see that the whole discussion about the how the workplace is changing and how the workplace needs to adjust to more to the needs of the employees right now. The German economy is really strong. We have very, very low unemployment, so we really come to a situation where the employees or the future employees are setting the stage, and they are asking for what they want to have. So we hear a lot of people saying, this is not about the corner office anymore. This is not about the biggest car any longer. This really is about, can we have a sabbatical? Can we work maybe only 4 days a week and do something else on the fifth day of the work week? Like, what are your family leave policies in the company? And some of the especially older people in the companies are really they are challenged by that. They mm-hmm. don't really understand, why don't they do anything to have a career just as I did back 30 years or whatever. So I think we see a lot of changes there, and I really think it helps the whole discussion about women in the workplace. And I have a really good friend who is a professor at a university and does a lot about these topics. And after a really frustrating experience a couple of weeks ago, I asked her, when was the last time that you had really like sparkling eyes when you were talking about gender in the workplace? And she said, I don't know. And I said, and when was the last time that you had really sparkling eyes when you were talking about the future of the workplace and new work? And she said, oh, that was just yesterday. And I said, exactly. So I really think that we have been pushing our heads against the wall for quite some time, talking about women and gender in the workplace. Mm-hmm. And I think we are making our lives easier, really talking about the future of the workplace, about millennials and women, about millennials and gender and so on. And I really think it's a new approach that is just still about the same topics that are close to our heart, but approaching things a little bit differently.
Awesome, awesome. I love it. So, yeah, you are bringing up such just an incredible conversation here, and one that I think would be worth, and we're going to turn this over to Julia in a few minutes to kind of wrap us up, but one that maybe is worth yet another discussion as we talk about what's next and connecting globally with women. I really, really like that. It's just reframing the conversation. I know some of the predictions, and these are predictions, but some of the predictions here in the U.S. are that some are saying even 60% of the knowledge-based workforce will be, quote-unquote, independent by 2020. Mm-hmm. So that's consultants, that's freelancers, that's entrepreneurs,
exactly.
You know, that broad category. And so that's interesting to look at both here in the U.S., but also globally. What are those trends? And I love that you're saying women are, you know, essentially leading the way, because millennials are right there with them in regards to how we work and when we work and with whom we work with.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. I can only agree with that.
Awesome, awesome. I see Kaylee chiming in here as well. She's got a statistic. The new model is definitely wanted. 34% of females in Europe are already freelancing. So yeah, we're seeing and same stats there that it's expected to grow to 50%. So yeah, here in the U.S., they're saying it's right around like 33-34% of the knowledge-based workforce.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, and to your point, companies, I think, yeah, we're seeing that here too, are just, some are getting it, but a lot are not. And, you know, the, especially women at higher levels, we, our power company here in San Diego, San Diego Gas and Electric, we just hosted a group of female leaders here around this dialogue, because they're seeing that too. Women are, you know, at the higher levels are exiting for a lot of different reasons, and that knowledge transfer is not happening. The leadership is definitely changing, and companies are going to have to address that.
Absolutely, yes.
Awesome, awesome. So, Isabel, what would you like to see us do moving forward?
I also think it's really important that we connect with each other. Like this chat tonight is really amazing, and I'm so glad that I just stepped by Julia's office last week and met her. So I really think this is great. It's great to hear what it's like for people in other places in the world. Also, I am pretty active in social networks because I'm working from home a lot, and I also have a lot of I'm going to a lot of meetings. But this, of course, is all my clients are no entrepreneurs. My clients are all working for companies. So I don't have a lot of like-minded people. All my friends are employed. So I really think it's important to find each other and to support each other. Either when it's online, it's great to have something like a co-working space for women. I really love the idea. And this is why I actually saw Julia's ad in the Washingtonian, and I was like, okay, I need to send her an email because that really sounds interesting. So I really think this is a model for the future, and this is a way for us to connect with each other online, but also in person, I think is really important. And I think for a start, I would be really happy to just have these connections and see where we can take it to other levels, how we can take it.